3 million American homes present your favorite radio friend, Plum and Abner. What price do you pay for a cup of coffee? If you pay for it with a night of sleepless tossing, a night of wide-eyed staring into the darkness, then perhaps you are one of the many people who suffer from coffee nerves. For while it's true that a great many people can drink coffee without ill effect, many others should never touch it. And if coffee keeps you awake, then you should switch to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind which might interfere with your sleep. It's made of whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. And Postum has such a delightful steaming aroma, such a deliciously tempting flavor that caffeine-containing beverages are quickly forgotten in the enjoyment of this wonderfully different drink. That's why Postum is the favorite mealtime drink today in 3 million American homes. Easy to make and economical, too. Costs less than 1/2 cent a cup. If coffee has been bothering you, get Postum tomorrow. Drink it with your meals and see if you don't sleep like a top. Wake up feeling refreshed and rested. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Last Monday, Lum and Abner traded Squire Skimp the oil rights on Abner's property for a release from the managerial contract they signed with him last week. They discovered that the contract called for 10% of their earnings for 1 year, and not only included a commission from their new picture company, but all other incomes as well. The first scenes for their new picture were taken night before last, and production is temporarily held up awaiting the outcome of their first effort. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner down at the Jot 'em Down store, which is also being used as headquarters for the new motion picture company. Listen.
Every time I think about it.
About what, Lum?
Yeah, about the way we put it over on Spur.
Oh. Yeah.
And Granny, that's one time we got the best of him on a deal.
Oh, my.
And we done it fair and square, too. It was his own proposition.
Oh, yeah, yep. They weren't nothing unhonest about it. We never beat him out of no money.
No, but we got them contracts back.
Yeah, yeah.
He had no business making us sign the contract to managers, no way.
Not one bit.
If we'd have had to pay him 10% on all the money we make this year, no telling how much he'd run into. Just figuring it up last night, if we make $1 million out of this moving picture business this year, we'd have to pay him $100,000 out of it.
For the land's sake, well, I never know he'd run that high.
Oh, yeah, getting him contracts back is just the same as you getting $100,000 for giving him the oil rights on that place of yours over there.
I'd have sold him the land and the house and everything for
$3,000. Of course you would, I know, that's what I say. That's where we got the best of it.
Yeah?
Got the contract back and still got the land and all he's got is just the oil rights.
Hey, I got $100,000 for a lease on my land, huh?
Well, yeah.
I know he'd let me call Elizabeth and tell her about it, Lum. I never knowed I was getting that much.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you never actually got that much money, but that's what it would amount to if we do make $1 million this year.
Oh.
Yes, sir, that was a pretty slick deal we made there.
Yeah, if he don't run the place drilling an oil well out there in the side yard.
No, he'll find out there ain't no oil there. Don't worry. He won't spy your drinking water.
Well, you told him it was oil there, Lum. He'll more like to be drilling first.
I just told him I heard there was oil on the land of you. And I did. I heard you say Elizabeth spilled a gallon of oil out there in the backyard. I was telling the truth.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
He thought he was taking advantage of you, and he never would have come over here and tried to dig you out of it.
What?
Thought you never noted. That's sort of like playing checkers when you let the other fella jump one of your men so you can take about three of his men.
Did you beat him at checkers, too?
No, of course not. I ain't played checkers with Squire.
Well, how did you jump three of his men then?
I say this deal we made was sort of like playing checkers. I let him jump you and get the oil land so as we could get back both of them contracts.
He never jumped me.
Not actually jumped you, Abner. Well, in a way he did too.
In a way he did.
Well, we let him take you to get them contracts.
What in the world are you talking about, Lum? Was I here when he done it?
You were sitting right there when the deal was made.
Yeah, I heard the deal, but I never knowed all that other stuff was going on, taking me and jumping.
Well, I just said it was sort of like playing checkers. If you was a checker, then I'd let him jump you so that I could...
Oh, well, I ain't no checker. I would. I'd let him crown me, make a king out of me.
Hey, I'm going to crown you in a minute, but I ain't going to make no king out of you. Abner, you can get yourself worse mixed up than any one fella I ever seen in my life. You can just thank me for getting you out of that contract with Squire, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you.
It's all right. Now we can go right ahead with the picture and not have no worries on our mind at all.
Yeah. You know, I'm anxious to see how them pictures we made over at Sister Simpson's turned out.
Yeah, that's sort of holding up everything. I don't want to use up no more of that film till we see what them persons look like, though.
No. Well, when are you going to get them back, huh?
Why, they said they'd try to get them back tomorrow.
Tomorrow, huh?
Had to send them clean up to Portsmouth.
Uh-huh.
Photographer in there at the county seat never know how to develop moving pictures, he said.
Oh.
Curious to see how we all done. To be right honest, I'm a little jubers over it.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in Sister Simpson and Hortense Brogan. I don't know where I'm going to ever learn him how to act or not.
Well, he's complaining about the way you was acting, too.
Who was? Who was complaining?
Sister Simpson, Hortense.
Well, what do they know about it?
Well, they just said that you bothered them.
Bothered them?
Yeah, said every time that they had something to say to you, why, you started backing up to where they had to turn their backs on the camera to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. They noticed that, huh?
I reckon so.
It shows how much they know about picture acting right there. That's just a little trick of mine. Picture stealing.
Huh.
That's the reason I was making all them funny faces, so the audience will be watching me all the time.
Well, don't you want the audience to see them?
Yeah, but actors got to look out for themselves. Yeah, when I start backing up that way, the audience can't see their faces.
Yeah, well, there once you back clean out of the room. Couldn't even see you from where the camera was at.
I did, huh?
Why, sure.
Anyways, I might have overdid that. Yeah, that must have been that long speech of Sister Simpson's is whenever she's telling me I couldn't have the hand of her daughter and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. When it was, and you started backing up and she kept talking and you kept backing and finally you just went out of sight.
I had to watch that. Back slower on them long speeches.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to know about that backing up, Benny. Just wait till I get in it.
Now, don't you start that backing up.
I will, too, if you do. I'll stay right with you. I ain't going to turn my back to no camera if I have to follow you clean out the yard.
Well, why don't you think up something of your own? I told you about that.
All right, I will. That's just what I'll do then.
Well, wait a minute. What?
Well, never mind. I ain't saying. But I'm warning you right now, Lon. You better not start making faces and backing up when I'm in that picture. I'll get me some false faces and put on. That's what I'll
do. Well, now, I tell you what we'll do. If it's just me and you in a scene, we'll just draw a line and start right on it. If there's somebody else in it, we'll back up together.
All right, that suits me, but just recollect that now.
Wait a minute, mind out.
Huh?
Here comes Grandpappy Spears. Don't be saying nothing about them 6 hours to him.
Oh.
Well, come in, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap.
What in the world's the matter with you fellas? Sitting in your store here and all the excitement are going on around town.
What excitement is there, Fox?
Oh, struck oil right there on that place of yours, Abner. Oh,
you've been listening to Squire Skim. No, they ain't struck no oil. Don't you worry, Grant.
Well, I hadn't heard about it.
Well, ain't exactly struck it, but it's there.
Oh.
Taking that devining rod of mine over there a while ago, and I never seen it cut up 60 dido.
Did you have that devining rod over there on my property?
Oh, yeah. There's oil there. Don't you worry about that. The whole town's going wild, I tell you. Moe's Moots has closed up his barbershop and says he's retiring himself.
Moe's?
Yeah, he bought $100 interest from Squire. Oh, Squire selling stock in it?
Yeah. Well.
For goodness sake. I, Granny, I believe these fellas around this town would buy anything. Yeah. That is a mold as hard up as he is, spending his money on something like that.
Well, I feel like we ought to tell them so they won't be throwing their money away on 60 legs.
Wait a minute. Gonna come Squire now. I think I'll just tell him the whole story. He can't make a straight back now.
Why, no. Too late for
what story is that, Tom? Nothing, Granny.
Yeah, look at it. He's more likely to come over here to try to sell us some stock.
I turned down a half interest in it when he swapped for the lease. Could have had half of it for nothing.
You say that devining rod cut up a little, Grandpad?
Oh, it might not have jumped out of my hand.
Well?
Watch old Squire try to pan some of that stock open. Yeah, come in, Squire.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How are my old friends today?
Oh, first straight, I reckon. How's yourself, Squire?
Oh, well, naturally, I'm feeling fine, Long. The happiest day of my life. Abner, I just came over to thank you for selling me the lease on that land of yours.
Now, Squire, if you come over here to try to sell us some stock in that oil company you're getting up, you might get your well stop right now.
Oh, no, Lum. I'm not trying to sell anybody an interest in it. It's off the market. I only wish now that I hadn't sold what little I did. I wish I could get it back. There's no use to just give money away.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, it's no use to sell stock in something that you know is a cinch, Lum.
No.
But, of course, at the time I sold it, I didn't know what I do now. Well, naturally, I wouldn't have sold it. No, Lum, I have nothing for sale, not one thing. I just came over and wanted to thank Abner for dumping a fortune right in my lap.
Well, you say you know something that...
Now, listen, Squire. That's my land, and if there's any oil on it, I ought to be in on it.
Abner, a lease is a lease.
I don't care, Dad, blame it. That's my land. I'll take it to court before I stand
back. Who was it told you about there being oil on that land in the first place? I, Grannies, I called you up myself and told you.
I don't want you to give me nothing now, Squire, but I know that you're going to have to sell me an interest in it.
Yes, sir. I, Grannies, we'll fight you to the high court.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, just a minute, men. Let's don't get excited now. I want to be fair about this thing, and if you feel that I should sell you an interest in the company, then you can count on Squire Kemp doing the fair thing.
Well, good for you, Squire. That would be
good defense.
Well, now, that's all right. Anything to help my friends at any time. Now, just how much stock do you think that I should let you have? I don't want you to feel that I would take advantage of you in any way at all.
Well, it looks like the deal with Squire Kemp has backfired on the old fellow. When the children break off suddenly in the middle of a game to shush each other, or when your husband makes every little joke with one eye on how you take it, it's certainly time to take yourself over in a corner and talk turkey. Because in many cases, a person's jumpiness, nervousness, and irritability is caused by coffee. For while many people can drink coffee without any ill effect, many others should never touch it. So if you suspect that coffee disagrees with you, switch to Postum. Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind. It is made of whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. Served piping hot and steaming in the cup, Postum has a deliciously tempting flavor that has made it the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes. So if coffee's been keeping you awake, get Postum from your grocer. Drink it at every meal and see if you don't feel better all over. Present Lum and Abner again next Friday evening, same time. See you then. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.